Hot snot, we are back in business.
Ciao.
Let's cruise, baby.
Low and slow.
When you're aware of and care about people and what they're going through, you feel connected to others. Reflect on the map. Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode 182. Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode 182. When you expand your vision to encompass the rest of humanity, you make all your little worries and things seem a lot less significant. You can be grateful that you are able to reflect, be aware of what's happening in the world, and feel compassion for others. And that is the topic of today's Guy in a Tie Schools in Session later on in the podcast. So hey, I hope you guys enjoyed your spring break. I certainly did. I had so much fun. Yeah, I have kids. I run the magnet, and I deal with students and kids that want to go out and save the world. And one of the things I want to do is save the world, and I just want to dance. This is Morningside Drive out of Dallas, Texas. Let's dance. Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode 182. I dig it.
Everybody dance. I've out there, but you're running in here. there asking me what it is. It's a style. It's an edge. It's that flow.
Go ahead.
It's
GuyInATie.com.
Let me riddle you a ditty. It's just an itty bitty little thing on my mind. But a boy and a girl trying to take on the world with one kiss at a time. Now the funny thing about it in a story without it, but the story is mine. And I wish I could say that it ended just
So hey, that was He Is We with an amazing track called Happily Ever After. You know, I like that band a lot, man. They are just so clear, so passionate about their music. They're acoustic, they're independent, and I know they're going to be picked up by some independent record label. Oh, He Is We out of Dallas, Texas. Check them out at GuyInATie. I made a link to GuyInATie.com. Check out that link and the one before that, which was Morningside Drive, both out of Texas. All right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. You guys know this is the part of the show where I play five snippets of movies, and your job is to figure out which movie it is from. Good luck, have fun, and no betting or gambling. It's just from the movies. And you know what? It's spring training. Have fun. Baseball. Number one.
Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch?
Number two.
Hey! Is this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.
Number three.
I have just created something totally illogical.
Number four.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
Number five.
I'm 36 years old. I love my family. I love baseball. And I'm about to become a farmer. But until I heard the voice, I'd never done a crazy thing in my whole life.
So that was a clicker challenge, and later on in today's Gynetide podcast, I'll play that again and then I'll give you the answer. So this is, next up is the Appreciation Post. They are a pop rock, power pop band out of Boston, Massachusetts, with an amazing track called The Beating of Life. So that was an amazing band called The Appreciation Post with a track called The Beating of a Lifetime. Man, I love that band. The Appreciation Post is a power pop synthcore band that burst onto the scene of Boston in 2005. And after bombarding the East Coast with over 2,500 copies of their demo CD, the guys quickly found themselves playing in front of larger and larger audiences. And I totally dig them. They backed up Cartel, Four Year Strong, Smokey Popes, and Hot Rod Circuit. So they're on their way. They got a good sound, and I dig them. That was the Appreciation Post, The Beating of a Lifetime.
The beating of a lifetime is taking its toll tonight. One by one, my fingers.
So hey, you know what? simply spending a little time and energy thinking about why we should be grateful makes us realize that we need to reflect on a map. Reflect on the map. Ding, ding, school's in session. Compassion plays an enormous role in your becoming a more peaceful and happy person. When you are aware of and when you care about people all over this beautiful planet and what they are going through, you become connected to others and your own problems are put into perspective. When I, Guy Natai, suggest reflecting on this map, I'm advising you to become at least a little bit aware of the plight of people all over the world. By becoming, if not involved, at least aware of the hunger, violence, poverty, helplessness, war, disease, drought, famine, and other serious problems that exist, you become more philosophical about what you yourself are going through, whatever that might be. Rather than being zeroed in on your own concerns and problems, you expand your vision to encompass the rest of humanity. Another way to look at it is like this. Imagine your own problems shoved up against your face, right there in front of you at all times. Now imagine how relieved you'd be if you simply could put some distance between yourself and those problems right there in your face. The problems would still be there. They would just look a little bit less intense and intimidating. That's exactly what happens to your perception of your problems when you become aware of the problems of other people. All of us are born into a certain set of circumstances, and it's unrealistic to think that you're ever going to get to a point where you'll never be frustrated. Everyone gets frustrated, angry, down, anxious, and all the rest, regardless of his or her circumstances. The idea of reflecting on this map is not to compare your situation with that of others and then feel guilty if your circumstances seem so easy than the other person's. Nor is it the idea to say to yourself, gee, my situation isn't so bad after all. I shouldn't ever get upset. Instead, the idea is to be grateful that you're in a position to be able to reflect on the map, that you're aware of what goes on around in the world, and that you're able to feel compassion for others. Compassion. In addition, becoming more aware of the hardships around the globe reminds you vividly that everyone has problems, many far more serious than our own. This added bit of perspective doesn't minimize what you're going through, nor does it suggest that your life isn't difficult. It is difficult. Yet this viewpoint does allow you to keep everything in better perspective, and perspective is a powerful tool in the game of life. Everyone I know, Guy Natai, who spends time reflecting on the map has become a more grateful and compassionate person. Often these people are able to let go of little things far more easily than before. In addition, they are always drawn to do something, however small, to be of help. Simply spending a little more time and energy thinking about why you should be grateful makes us realize how small the world really is and puts our little problems into perspective. This is Guy Natai doing the Guy Natai thing.
Hey, teacher!
Doing the Guy Natai thing. So it was spring break. I had a lot of fun on spring break. And in Lansing, I saw one of my favorite, they're not one of my favorite bands, but they're a band I played before that I totally dig. This is Holiday Parade. I saw them in Lansing on spring break, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing an acoustic band live. This is Holiday Parade. They were awesome. They're in tune. They're a lot of fun. There were four guys up there just killing it, and I had fun with my wife, and I really enjoyed this alternative power pop band. They're originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and I heard them down when I was down at the CDC. And hey, you know, CDC, Lansing, there's gotta be a connection somewhere. This is Holiday Parade with an amazing song called Slam Crunk.
High school, she was the girl that made me do the hula hoop around the gym. In high school, she was the girl that made me do the hula hoop around the gym. Never thought that she would go and work for the president, Mr. George Washington. She balls and he calls. In time, I tell you, life puts on me. It castles everything around me. Singing, Tyler, Tyler, be your.
Tyler, Tyler, be your.
In time, I tell you, life puts on me. It castles everything around me. Singing, Tyler, Tyler, be your.
can't deny that when a girl walks in with the itty bitty waist and the round thing in your face, you get sprung. You wanna pull out top because you noticed that butt was stuffed. Deep in a jeans she's wearing. Oh, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. And my homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me tell it. Superman, that hoe. Watch me you, watch me you, watch me you go and you super soak that hoe. It's time I tell you, life puts on me, it castles everything around me. Sing it, tell it, tell it, be your. On me, cash rules everything around me. Sing it, dollar, dollar, be your, dollar, dollar, be your, yeah.
So there you go. That was Holiday Parade out of Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, that was a little risque, but if you can't figure out what that's talking about, I don't know. So that was Holiday Parade with Slam Crunk. All right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. You know, I played it once, and here we are at the end of the Guy in a Tie podcast. I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to give you the answer. So, you know, it is spring break, and opening day of baseball was here and when. And the Tigers are now like 1-1, but who cares? It's now time for the Clicker Challenge. Number one.
Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch?
Number two.
Hey! Is this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.
Number three.
I have just created something totally illogical.
Number four.
One constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
Number five.
I'm 36 years old. I love my family. I love baseball. And I'm about to become a farmer. But until I heard the voice, I'd never done a crazy thing in my whole life.
Okay, here are the answers for the Clicker Challenge. Number one, Field of Dreams.
Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch?
Number two, Field of Dreams.
Hey, is this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.
Number three, Field of Dreams.
I have just created something totally illogical.
Number four, Field of Dreams.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
And number five, my favorite movie, Field of Dreams.
I'm 36 years old, I love my family, I love baseball, and I'm about to become a farmer. But until I heard the voice, I'd never done a crazy thing in my whole life.
So here we are at the end of today's Guy in a Tie podcast, episode number 182, Reflect on the Map. Well, I enjoyed the track today, and this is a new track for me. This is Sarah Hayes. She is out of Los Angeles, California. She's a singer, songwriter, pop, rock, and I dig her music. She has a lot of, she kind of sounds like One Republic, a little bit about, you know, Christina Aguilera, and I dig it. And Randy Jackson talks about our next artist, Sarah Hayes, called Sarah Takes Personal Stories and Makes Them Commercial. This is Sarah Hayes. She is an independent rock and roll pop artist out of Los Angeles, California. This is Sarah Hayes with a track called Beautiful Day.
Hi, this is Sarah Hayes, and I'm proud to be a PodSafe artist.
Saturday is the smile on Mona Lisa's face. A little spare change given to the stranger on the corner. A pile of leaves deep enough for my soul to jump into, and all my doubts fall away and lead me here to say it's a beautiful day.
So here we are at the end of today's Guy in a Tie podcast, episode 182. And you know what? Reflect on the map. You live in a big, beautiful planet filled with diverse, interesting people. When you're aware of and care about these people and what they're going through, you feel connected to others and your own problems are put into perspective. Expanding your vision to encompass the rest of humanity can make your little things seem less significant. You can be grateful that you are able to reflect, be aware of what's happening in the world, and feel compassion for others. reflect on the map. And that was the topic of today's Gynetai Schools in Session. So thanks a lot for checking out today's Gynetai podcast. Hope you dig all today's tracks, Holiday Parade, Sarah Hayes, Morningside Drive, He Is We, and The Beating of a Lifetime. So this is Gynetai. Do your homework. See you.